Hey there, welcome to the NAA Apartment Cast, the official podcast of the National Apartment Association, the voice of the rental housing industry. I'm your host, Frank Mock, broadcasting from NAA's headquarters just outside our nation's capital, where we'll be providing you with ongoing insight from rental housing industry leaders on all things apartments, from leadership to operational strategy to federal advocacy and more. I'm really excited for today's conversation. It features a guest host, Shelley Sims. She's the NAA Education Institute Director of Workforce Development. To kick off the celebration of Residential Property Management, or RPM, Careers Week. RPM Careers Week is packed with fun challenges, prizes, and RPM professionals celebrating one another. We have Why I Love My RPM Career Monday, Maintenance and Service Professionals Tuesday, On-Site Apartment Teams Day Wednesday, sponsored by Chadwell Supply, Super Supplier Collaborator Thursday, sponsored by the NAA National Suppliers Council, and finally, Leadership Support Services Friday. Today, Shelley is joined by Todd Hignite, Vice President, Hearth Management in Cincinnati, Patrick Lawson, Regional Facilities Manager, Asset Living, East Division in Fort Myers, Florida, and Michelle Childers, Vice President of Industry Relations for Chadwell Supply in Birmingham, Alabama. But that's enough for me. Let's just jump right in.
Hello, and thank you for joining us today. My name is Shelley Sims, and I bring you greetings from the National Apartment Association Education Institute. I serve as the Director of Workforce Development, where one of my many responsibilities includes serving as the champion and promoter of our Residential Property Management, or RPM, careers campaign, as well as our website. And our goal of the campaign and website is to bring greater awareness to the career opportunities available within the industry. This episode of the NAA Apartment Cast is exceptionally special to us because we are approaching RPM Careers Week 2024, being celebrated this year from April 15th through 19th. And we welcome you to visit our website to learn more about the RPM Careers campaign. Our website is www.naahq.org/RPM. Or feel free to visit our social media pages on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. I am thrilled to come before you today on this episode of the NAA Apartment Cast with my industry colleagues, as well as just to spend a little time learning a little bit about their individual RPM careers, representing the maintenance and service professional path, operations, as well as the supplier side of the house. I'll be asking them a series of questions, and I welcome them to chime in with their thoughts and feelings about their RPM career. So let's go ahead and get started. Michelle, can you share with us how you got into the multifamily industry?
Yeah, sure. I'd love to. So, most people, they say they fell into it. Well, I think I jumped into it because after college, I had started down a different career path and was actually notified that the company I was working for was going to close their doors. So at that point in time, I found myself saying, okay, what am I going to do to not move back in with mom and dad? None of us want to do
that, about that
after college. So I was actually living with my sister at the time, helping out with her daughter that was born prematurely. And, required extra care, and she was working as well. So I was helping out, fill in during some of the evening hours. And my brother-in-law was working for the apartment community that they lived in as a maintenance technician. And so I became buddy-buddy with all of the people who were working on site. And I thought, gosh, that looks like a lot of fun. I mean, leasing apartments and throwing parties for residents, and it just looked like a lot of fun. And so one of the girls working in the office said, hey, you would be really good at this. You ought to go over and talk to the people across the street. They're looking for a leasing consultant right now. And I was like, how much does that pay? Mm-hmm. And, because I was used to making a good wage. And I think it was like $5.50 an hour plus commissions. And so that kind of set me back just a moment. But then I realized what the potential was with the commissions as well. And so went over there, talked to them, and jumped right into it. So I started as a leasing agent and then moved up through the ranks with JMG. There, my first job was not at that apartment across the street. It actually turned out to be with a newer apartment community that was a little bit away from there. But, you know, started as a leasing consultant, became an assistant manager to manager, and then a senior business manager before jumping across to the other side of the desk and doing what really I was passionate about. And that was marketing apartment communities. After that, well, that was, you know, a great time. I actually went to work with a company called Apartment Blue Book, which turned into Apartment Finder, which then turned into apartments.com. And my career also accelerated with them over time. So I started out as a publisher of one of the magazines and then became a regional director. And then from a regional director became a regional vice president to vice president of the Eastern United States for Apartment Finder. And then, of course, we sold out to CoStar, which was a great experience. In fact, when I was back in business school, of course, working for a Fortune 500 company or 100 company was, you know, everything that you ever dreamed of. And so went to work there and was there for almost 2 years. With CoStar, with the whole merger. And then Chadwell Supply, my husband actually had gone to work for Chadwell. And, you know, he never came home with a bad day. And so I had gotten to know all of the ownership there, as well as the vice president of sales there. And they told me, they were like, hey, if you ever decide to make a change, we would love to have you come and join us and help us grow our business, like you've helped Apartment Finder grow their business. And so, yeah, about 7 years ago, I can't believe it's been that long, I made that change. And, you know, it's just been onward and upward. And now I'm vice president of industry relations. So I get to work with wonderful people like yourself there at the National Apartment Association, along with all the state associations and many of the local associations as well.
That's amazing. Thank you so much for sharing. Patrick, how about you?
Similar story, funny enough. I started on the vendor side, developed relationships with the site staff. After the job wrapped up, I took an entry-level position, started as a groundskeeper, porter, worked up tech one, tech two, supervisor, executive supervisor. And now I'm a regional facilities manager for Asset Living East Division. So I've held every position in the facilities program that you can have. And I'm blessed to have made a fruitful career out of this. And the relationships with Chadwell and the other suppliers have benefited me and helped me along the way in my career. And all the opportunities with the National Apartment Association, as well as our local associations, have propped me up. And it, coming from the vendor side as a carpenter, I was apprehensive as I made the change, but it's been the best thing that can happen for me. And I learn every day and develop my team as well as the other teams on site every day. And I'm blessed and fortunate to be a part of it.
That's so good. That's so good. Todd, what's your journey?
My goodness. Well, it's been a while back to reflect on, but I was actually working for a local school system and was on summer break. And a friend of mine was running a temporary corporate housing company here in Cincinnati. I said, hey, why, you know, you're bored. Why don't you come work for us? So I did. And of course, with that interaction, I got all the access to all of the apartment communities. And of course, we always rented in the best communities that were out there. So kind of got hooked on that A product and all that socialization and stuff. Looked like fun. And after about 4 years, I decided to flip over officially into multifamily housing. And that was in 2000. And since that time, I've had a variety of portfolios, all different types of housing, including military, new construction, repositioning, you name it. I've had a chance to pretty much have my hands involved. And, you know, it's just been one thing after another and moved around quite a bit, had an opportunity for that with my career. And now that I'm back in Cincinnati, which is my home base, love it being back with our association and contributing to the company I am at now. And we do development. We also do our own construction and self-management.
Such an inspiring journey. Thank you so much for sharing. Now I'm interested in identifying, and you kind of touched on it in each of your responses, but what would you identify as the most rewarding aspect of your career? Patrick?
Oh boy. The most rewarding, I'm a youth football coach as well. So the most rewarding part for me is leading, directing, and training new teams. As we all know, technology is moving at the speed of light. And we have really great skilled tradesmen in positions at a lot of sites that we have to keep them moving with technology. That's how we're going to keep up. So my most rewarding part is training, watching these young supervisors and young teams develop, and the excitement that they have when you come back and they've implemented the programs or the plans that you've given them, and the excitement in their eyes. It's like watching my kids excited about a football game when they've achieved it and they're using what we're teaching to advance their careers as well. So seeing the growth as we all see the industry grows, seeing the growth on the human capital side of it, I guess, would be my most rewarding part.
It means so much. It means so much. Todd, what about you?
One of the mantras I kind of use with my teams, and I love my team building. I love the policy and procedure making and all those operational aspects. But one of the things I always make sure in our training programs that we implement is the mindset that we provide one of the three most basic functions that we need in society. There's food, there's clothing, and there's shelter. And we're the ones providing that. And it's not just providing the structure, it's providing a living environment and a culture that we want to develop on each one of our neighborhoods that is welcoming, it's inclusive, and that we create such an amazing experience that it makes people want to not only work for us, but also want to live with us and be able to return that in kind throughout the industry, especially through all of our works that we're doing on the national level with the Next Gen committees, as well as our local association Next Gen committees, to get that next up and coming group behind those of us that are getting older. So,
no, that's so good. As I am out in the highways and byways promoting RPM careers, I tend to share a similar mantra in that our industry is recession resistant, right? Because there's always going to be a need for someone to take care of where you live. And so I absolutely resonate with that sentiment. Michelle, how about you?
Yeah. So, you know, my career has taken many different twists and turns, and currently, I am not having to manage anyone. However, in the past, I have managed many. In fact, I had as large as 98 people who were reporting to me. So, you know, there have been many different aspects. But when I really look at it, it's probably the seeing people reach new heights within their careers after I have done training with them. I've had a part in their career development. I have been with, you know, an instructor with the National Apartment Association, and have instructed and done many seminars, all of the certifications and all. And in fact, I look back now and some of the people who I've trained are now presidents of companies. And I know that's kind of probably dating me a little bit, but I did, start out younger in the industry. So, and I jumped right into that training. Education has always been a huge passion of mine. And I feel like that is something that I was led to do, was to train people and give them the tools that they needed to be successful. And it warms my heart to have people come up to me and say, oh my gosh, you taught me NALP, or you taught me the CAM. And oh, since then I've gone on to do this, or I saw you teach the seminar about marketing apartment communities through social media. And now I've gone on and I am now the social media expert for our company. So being able to see people reach those new heights, that's probably the most rewarding experience that I've had in this industry. And it's what keeps me wanting to do more and more and more.
No, it feels so good, especially when you have those kind of nuggets of insight from previous individuals that you've interacted with and how you have impacted them. Mentorship is such an important aspect of this industry. And so that just definitely speaks to that. You all have entered the industry from different avenues, right? It's come in, you know, by accident, by happenstance. Was there any specialized in education that you needed to excel to the role that you have now currently? Todd?
Actually, nothing specialized at that point in time way back then. Was there weren't even courses really around that you could take through college courses or things of that nature. Of course, there may be now, but you know, when we look at resumes and we look at the hiring process currently, we don't look to require a four-year degree or that anything specialized in the multifamily housing industry. We like, of course, like to see it, but sometimes it's the customer service base because that's what we are most built on. Going back to the shelter aspect and creating those neighborhoods, we definitely want to make sure that people are customer service forward, and we work off that. Once I started in the industry, I was very fortunate to have the support from several of the companies I worked for early on. And I did get my certifications, my NALP, my CAM, my CAPS, and also my AFT, the Advanced Facilitator Training, which puts me on, of course, the NAAEI faculty. So those are all blessings that have come subsequent, but those were not required for me to enter originally. Just really, you know, I encourage anyone that's out there that thinks that, hey, I'm not got the right training, or I'm not good enough, or I don't think that's what's really going to be for me. Try it out. Check it out. See it. See what works. You'll be surprised. Those of us that are looking for great people, we're looking beyond what's on paper that tells us about you specifically.
Yeah, no, that's so important. Michelle, how about you on the supplier side?
Yeah. So, I wasn't thinking of specializing in apartments when I went off to college. I actually was focused on that business degree with a focus in marketing. And that just kind of came full circle when I ended up on the other side of the business. However, I do not believe that it requires a piece of paper in order to become a leasing consultant. I will say that the classes that I took, not only in college, but in high school, I took accounting one and two in high school, and then went on to take more accounting when I was in college, as well as my psychology, my sociology classes, family and child development. Boy, did I use those when I got on site. And a little bit of conflict resolution never hurt anyone. So, you know, those all were great classes that I was, you know, that I took that did help me. But was it necessary? I had some great mentors when I started my career who, you know, helped me understand, because I will say that I, even though I had had, you know, all of these accounting classes, when I went and I started looking at the reporting that we received for reports or property management, they looked a little different. And so it did have to retrain my brain a little bit. Because I was used to seeing something a little bit different from what we created back in the day when I was in college and also in high school. But both of my daughters are in the industry now as well. And they, one, her focus was communications in college. And, you know, that has helped her with social media when she was a leasing consultant, also writing, marketing, copy for the different things that they have to have that for. It has helped her extremely. And then also when she is out doing pop-up shots for her new lease-up that's going on here in Birmingham, Alabama. And she, you know, uses those public speaking skills as well that she learned through communication so that she can draw people in, so that into the coffee shop to listen about the apartment communities. And then my other daughter, her focus of studies was human sciences. So, you know, she's now a manager of a property, and she went right through the ranks from college and just kind of moved up, but she didn't plan on multifamily. In fact, both her parents were in it. And so that was the last place that she thought that she wanted to be. She was just like, I don't want everybody thinking I just did this because my parents were doing this.
Sure, but, sure.
you know, she both of them have found wonderful careers in multifamily, are on different tracks in multifamily and enjoying it. And just as I now am on the other side, I'm not on the operator side any longer, but I still feel like I'm operating every day because I have clients of ours that, you know, are going through a tough time. And it's something I've experienced since my past life on site and overseeing properties. And so I'll jump right in there and say, mm-hmm. okay, I don't know if this still works, but back in the day, we used to do this.
That's that critical education, right?
Yeah.
Experience.
On-site experience is the best education you can ever
absolutely.
Get.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Now, Patrick, with maintenance, there are some expectations of knowledge and skill, right? But tell us a little bit about your, what was needed to prepare for you for your role.
You know, there is some need for certain certifications and requirements as we go. I can tell you, me personally, I didn't have any of those. I was a carpenter by trade. So typically when I look at hiring new staff members, especially entry level, I prefer them to not have any experience and not have bad habits that we need to break. I'd like to train them the efficient and the proper way to maintain the assets. When I got in, they did have a 90-day requirement. In under 90 days, you had to get EPA certified, which I did, which I knew absolutely nothing that I was taking the test about except what I learned in the book. There was no working knowledge with that. So personally, I believe in multifamily maintenance, it's always nice to hire somebody that has some kind of a skill set from one of the trades. But the reality of it is you're going to learn it on site. There are so many different hats we have to wear on the facility side that I don't ever want to box someone in. You know, the guy says, I've been a painter my whole life. Well, I may need you to do other things. And that's kind of what I look at. So as far as specialized training or education, we're going to give you most of that on site. Obviously, after, you know, most of them have been with us for a while, we get them into the CAMT program. And, you know, they gain some other education that way, as well as I'm part of SWAFA is my home apartment association. And we do a monthly homegrown maintenance where we bring all the local techs in. We do a training for the day. We give them breakfast and we work on whatever they want to learn. As we all know, with technology and the way the appliances and as even our lock sets are getting so technological now that we don't want to get left behind. So in short, yes. There's nothing really needed to come in. A desire to work, a desire to learn, and desire to be part of a team is what I look for. We'll get you trained from there.
Absolutely. And so all of you are coming to the industry or have the experience from a similarly situated, you know, path. But can you just give an overall of how your role supports the multifamily industry? What is the work that you do? How does it support our industry? How does it support our residents? How does it support your operator, your member company? Michelle?
Yeah, so in my role now currently, it affords me the opportunity to do training for many of the apartment associations. So I'm able to give back to our clients and teach certifications, which I really do, like I said, believe in extending your education boundaries out there. And that's very important to me. So it does afford me to that. People, you know, a lot of times say, oh, she throws a great party. You know, that's what she does, because I do throw a lot of parties for, you know, different association events and everything else. And I love throwing those parties because, hey, every one of those people who work on site need a little break every now and then, right? So it's definitely a reward for them. But it's more my job is working with the different associations now to give them a free trainer. Should I say? I do come free. So I am able to train people and they give me a topic. And in some circles, they say, you know, give her a topic and she'll come up with something for it. So with all of the years of experience that I have had and the great knowledge that I did get from the companies that I worked for when I was on site, I have a lot of operational experience that a lot of times people don't expect. They expect for me to talk on maintenance. They expect for me to talk on some of the things that our trainers at Chadwell actually speak on. But a lot of the things that I do speak on are more on the lines of leadership. And I do throw in the, you know, preventative maintenance and the marvelous make readies and all of those great things too. But most of what I focus on is more of the development side. So development and leadership, development of those talents that they need or skills that they need to go to that next level in their career.
Fantastic. How about you, Patrick? Can you give us a little bit of a background about how important and integral maintenance is to the industry?
Oh, boy. I always say that, you know, the office and the leasing staff gets them on the property and maintenance keeps them.
Yes.
And that's great.
And that's what I try to instill in all my teams. I support them. I monitor their service requests, make readies, you know, inventory monitoring, different things on site to make sure that we're being efficient and we're compliant. But I also like to instill that, you know, this is their home. We want to be respectful of that. The customer service side for facilities, typically when they're seeing us, something's already wrong.
Yeah.
So that's what I try to instill in my teams. And that's the support I give them is that an angry resident or issues with a unit, you know, we have to respect all of those, no matter how small they are. Mm-hmm. So patience is the thing I try to teach the most, and diligence, knowing that ultimately they count on us, they rely on us, and this is their safe space. And that's what I try to instill in my teams. And that's what I try when I visit all of my sites. You know, I always want to make sure that my teams are, they're solid, they're happy, they've got all the tools they need to do the job. So we can keep the retention high. And I believe that as a trade, the maintenance field is evolving. And especially with the younger generation, the customer service side, we're really hitting it home with some of the great parties we get to go to and some of the team building that we get to be part of, reaching out to us older guys that have been doing this for a minute, and let them know there's never a stupid question. If it's 2 o'clock in the morning, if it's important to you, if it's important to your team, important to your resident, I'm going to answer the phone and I'm never going to tell you it's a stupid question or shy away from trying to help you. So that's the support I tried to bring to my teams.
I love that. Thank you. Todd, how about you? How does your role contribute to the industry?
My role with my company, you know, again, the fact that we are a builder, self-construction company, developer, and also operations, we really lean in towards feeding the market units where they are needed at in our micro markets, like where we're building at, keeping the pipeline going, educating and bringing on staff and making the best for them, for their careers as they continue to grow within the industry. With that being said, I'm also on the local board for our board of directors on our association. So there's some influences that we have there and involved with our outreach programs, the educational side and the committees there locally, and also on the national side being involved. So with the role that I currently have within the company, it affords me the opportunities to continue to have influence, to mentor, as well as to continue training and educating those that are within my purview.
That's fantastic. I think I've heard all three of you mention some connection to your local National Apartment Association affiliate. Can you tell us a little bit about how that connection is supporting you in your role, supporting your organization or company, and how you're able to give back to your local and or the national organization? Mm-hmm. I'll start with you, Todd.
You know, the Greater Cincinnati Northern Kentucky Apartment Association was my original home in the industry. And, you know, in order to grow, I had to go outside this market and was in multiple other markets, four other markets. And finally, I realized one day what's missing. And I was at the time down in Savannah, Georgia, great place to live. But again, my association wasn't there. So I ended up relocating back. And one of the factors was the commitment that our local association had to make me successful with what I was doing and what they provided on the educational aspects the opportunities to participate. And on both the national and the local level, I really feel strongly that the networking is not just to meet and, you know, hang with people at the events that we go to. It's also making those connections and making friends and colleagues that you can reach out to. I was very fortunate this morning. I had breakfast with a friend who lives in Florida that was up in this market visiting, and be able to discuss some of the other avenues that they're doing with their company and how it could apply to us with my company. So that really has been a big thing for me in the involvement locally and being on the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Committee, both nationally as well as the local association, and knowing that having the time and commitment to do that and spend that time, especially with the national committees, I know it's making a difference. We have metrics. We see that we're changing what's going on and changing perspectives that people, it's not just, oh, well, what's that about? Tell me more. So again, I think that the support we get from the national side, as well as the education, and again, to plug apart and mentalize, 110 different educational sessions coming up on multiple different tracks. Those people, I've got employees going for the first time this year, and I'm like, go out there and check it out. You know, we're going to see, try all the different avenues that you want to get a chance to. It's a one-stop shopping for education and for also the trade show floor, which is great.
It's a great commercial for Apartment Alive.
I also am on the Apartmentalize Committee, FYI.
Me too. Great job.
Patrick, what about you? How is your work down in Florida contributing to the, your work in your organization, contributing to how you support your local affiliate?
Oh, I can't say enough about my local affiliate. Shout out Holly. I'm from the Southern Indiana market. I came to Florida about 8 years ago. Our local president, Holly, and I started having discussions then about getting maintenance more active. The maintenance manias and some of the things that we used to do back in the day have kind of fallen out. So we discussed it for a long time and we finally started implementing it. So I can tell you that I have new staff members that I have hired completely green off the street in our local market that have taken their CAMT, their CPO, their EPA Universal through the Apartment Association. And the great thing about the Apartment Association and the trainings are you always have that network to rely on after you receive the training. My EPA training, they pushed a computer in front of me, handed me a book, said, when you're done, you have to pass everything, give us the results. Now you have that network to rely on after. And it goes back to when I try to build a team or hire a staff member or a teammate, I don't hire somebody for now. I never want just a body. I want the right body for the long term. And I want to train and be able to train, work with them and develop their career. And SWAFA, the apartment association that I'm a part of, the network that they have alone, there's not a single person on a committee or the education committee or on the board that I wouldn't reach out to for anything. And they make that available to everyone, not just me because of my position. Brand new porters, groundskeepers on properties, they also offer that. So I couldn't imagine my career personally and some of the guys that I'm helping to develop without our apartment associations.
I love that. How about you, Michelle?
Yeah, so I wouldn't be where I am today if it wasn't for my local, my state, and also the National Apartment Association. I received my certifications through the National Apartment Association from my local association. But, you know, I did receive so much training from the local association, as well as the many years of attending Apartmentalize, or before it was known as Apartmentalize, it was just the June meeting. And, you know, we've come a long way, baby. I'm just telling you. In this industry. But without that local association, I would not have gotten the training that I did receive to be successful in my career and be able to operate my property at a top level. I would not have met the people who eventually reached out and said, hey, come to work for us on the other side of the desk. I wouldn't have made those connections on another, you know, level of the national level and meeting those people. I've worked on many committees, both on, well, actually on all three. It's a trifecta there. So with the local levels, I've probably worked on every single committee that we have at a local level. I still am plugged into the local level. State, have sat on our state association, ran our state trade show and educational conference for many years, and actually started it. And then thought to myself, am I crazy? Because this is a huge undertaking. I applaud every single person at the National Apartment Association that works and anything related to apartmentalize, because that is a huge undertaking. But I have served as the National Suppliers Council chair in 2017. That would have never happened. I would have never gotten to that level if I had not started getting involved in my local and my state level. And then that just pushed me up through the way. And then, you know, people find out that you want to volunteer and that you want to help out in this industry. And then they start voluntolling you instead of volunteering. But the main thing is those people that I met from being on the committees and being involved and learning from them mentoring me. And, you know, multifamily is not just about living in the same buildings. Multifamily is really about the family that we all become from working in this industry together. Because I'm telling you, all of my best friends, they all are in this industry. They all came from this industry. And now my kids and my husband are in the industry. And so it's just, it is family, right? And somehow it just all comes together like that for us. But yeah, I don't know what I would do without my local association and being involved in that. I definitely know that I would not be where I am today.
Thank you so much. I think that is a perfect segue into getting your thoughts and feelings on if you would recommend our industry to others. How would you go about sharing the good news, the great work that we do in the industry, in an opportunity to promote others to join us? And I think I'll start with Patrick.
Well, I am always a cheerleader for the industry. My best friend is in the industry. My wife is in the industry on the vendor side. Now she was on our side and then she went to the dark side on the vendor side there. look, I never imagined my life would take this direction. I thought I would always be in a trade of some sort. I knew that was my direction and that's what I was good at. I never imagined that I would be sitting in a position where I'm leading teams across the state of Florida and the entire East region. And being in the industry and the people I've met has boosted my confidence as well as my education. And, you know, I try to instill in my guys, I want them all to have my job. Like, I want their goal to be at the highest level of the industry they can be. So I'm a constant cheerleader. The kids that I coach in football that, you know, have issues with direction, you know, I always recommend this to them. Start at the bottom like I did. It's a great, you learn so much. There's nothing that, I don't think there's anything that I can't fix. Like, and I've learned that working up through the industry. And that's what I try to tell to young people. And as we touched on earlier, I don't want to say it's recession proof, but there's always going to be a need. We're always going to have a need for people in this industry. And with the different avenues for education and training that are offered, like, why not? You're going to go pay thousands of dollars to go to college to get a degree that hopefully you use, to where we can do it here, like essentially like a free apprenticeship program. And we're going to teach you everything you know as you come through it. So I will always be a cheerleader for the industry. And I know that this will be the only thing I do the rest of my career.
Oh, I love that. Michelle, how about you?
Well, I think I'm off to a good start of recommending people for this industry, considering that my husband was not in this industry before, you know, I got him into it, and neither were either of my daughters. So I'm off to a good start. I have also mentored several people locally to getting into this industry as well. When I see someone who is a fabulous server, someone who's wonderful in hospitality, I make it a point to talk to them about a career in multifamily and how great they would be at it, because that's what someone did for me. They said, you would be great at this. And so I was off to the running and doing it. I'd also say that I tell people all the time, especially those who really like change, I'm like, this is a great industry for you if you like change. There's never a dull moment. There's never a dull day. There's so many different directions you can go with a career in property management. And so, you know, hey, if you want to be a leasing consultant, stay a leasing consultant. In fact, I have a great friend of mine who she's run up the ladder, and she basically said, you know what? I don't have to do anything anymore. So I want to do what I loved the most. I want to lease apartments. And so she's killing it. Everybody's turning around going, how do you do what you do? And she's like, what do you mean? It's just, you know, like this natural. Is natural. Yeah. So she's having a great time at doing that. And I actually had encouraged her to go back into it after she had done several other things. I said, why don't you just go back into leasing? That's what you loved. Mm-hmm. She was my leasing consultant once upon a time. And then she owned her own business for a while. Mm-hmm. Was in the multifamily industry, her business was. But I think that, you know, if you like change, this is definitely the place for you, and I would highly recommend it.
Fantastic. We're going to have you round us out, Todd. What are your thoughts?
Well, first of all, I think Michelle was inside my head repeating a lot of things I had to say, which a little concerned on that.
Great minds think alike.
Exactly. Again, I think it goes back to the great variety that we offer and the different paths that you have the opportunity to take. Again, if we're bringing in someone new that's coming in into a leasing and sales position, who knows what is your path going to be? Is it going to be to assistant manager, to property manager, regional, to VP of ops, or whatever the case might be? Or again, like Michelle's friend, you know what? I love the sales. I just want to stay in the sales side. And then also with all the different type of companies that we have within our associations, you know, whether it's a small property or a large property, small company or big, there's a seat on the proverbial bus for everybody in our industry to find that perfect spot for them that makes them the happiest. Sometimes the journey takes a little bit longer for us to find our happy spot for that. But, you know, the opportunities are there. And, you know, the doors are unlimited to open. Same thing on the maintenance side as well.
Fantastic. I think that was a perfect way to close us out. I want to thank you all for your time today. Thank you so much for being willing to contribute to this conversation as we are ramping up for RPM Careers Week. We appreciate you. And Frank, I'll turn it back over to you.
Thanks again to Shelley for her excellent job hosting today, as well as to Todd, Patrick, and Michelle for joining us on the NAA Apartment Cast. I want to wish you a happy RPM Careers Week, and I'm looking forward to seeing all the great celebrations on social media this week. For all of you out there in the rental housing industry, thank you for all that you do to house more than 40 million Americans. For more information on RPM Careers Week, visit naahq.org/RPM/careers-week. Before I sign off, I just wanted to add a special shout out to the NAA Education Institute, otherwise known as NAAEI. I can say for certain that NAAEI can help you succeed in the rental housing industry. If you're interested in investing in yourself and taking the necessary steps to becoming a rental housing industry leader, visit naahq.org/education-careers. You'll find a lot of really great information on NAAEI credentials, as well as online training and continuing education credits, courses, and resources available through Visto, NAAEI's online learning platform. You'll also find leadership and recognition opportunities, and of course, RPM Careers information, including how to celebrate RPM Careers Week. Thanks again for joining us. We'll see you on the next episode of the NAA Apartment Cast, available on all your favorite podcast platforms.